So here's one of the tricks of the matrix. So the devil is a accuser of the brethren, right? So that's all he can do. So he's trying to find something to accuse you of, right? And so what he does is he takes people captive, he creates drama, and he tries to tip you, hit you, to see what's in you. In other words, let's say something happens, family, community, work, whatever, church. He's trying to tip you to see what you complain about. Then what, he'll use one person to try to push you to your limit. And then he'll use another person and say, "Are you okay? Everything okay?" And so what's happening is the devil's trying to see in, just like the CIA and the Holy See, they're trying to see in to your spirit to see how they can harass you and persecute you and torment you. Do you understand? It's really simple. This is the next level matrix. Decoding the matrix to the next level. Next level matrix decode. The devil's going to cause drama and chaos and trouble to get you to complain to somebody or to vent. They want you to vent. Why do they want you to vent? Because a vent comes from the heart out of the mouth, right? So if they get you to vent, they have a reason to, they have a way, okay, so this bothers him or this bothers her or this bothers them, even a nation or a city or a church, this bothers them. So we're going to keep hitting them with what bothers them to torment them. But see, if you graduate past that, what can they do? They can't torment you. If you graduate, if you learn to take up your cross daily and sacrifice and suffer, they don't have anything to torment you with. When you know it's a game, when you know the rules and the laws and the legalism they try to put on you, they can't even keep. It's the Pharisees. The devil, the Pharisee's a devil and a demon, and he hates you, and he's a murderer from the beginning. And so the Pharisees are always trying to put you back under law to see what upsets you and frustrates you. So you vent, and when you vent, it comes out of your heart, and they can see what's in your heart. And that's why they hit you blindsided with stuff. They try to blindside you to get you to vent so they know how to harass you. They can't see inside unless they get you to respond. Do you understand? What upsets you? And that's why they say, "Are you okay? Are you upset?" That's why they want you to go to their counselors and their psychologists, because they want to know what's inside so they can torment you. That's the whole purpose of social media and all these comments. They want to torment you. It's an AI program. And as soon as the AI, it's already here. I'm pretty sure the AI is running everything. But when the AI steps in and runs everything, he knows how to torment everybody. Because it's an AI. He's way above. It's tormenting. It's a torment. The devil is a tormentor. Tor is underground, hidden. Ment is mental. So the torment is an underground torrent. They want to rend. They want to see into your spirit. They want to rip into your spirit, just like the veil was rent, right? You can come boldly to the throne of grace. So now, when they try to torment you or cause some drama, instead of getting all upset and defensive and mad and upset and paranoid or whatever, go to Jesus, go to God, pray about it. Say, "Lord, they're trying to cause drama, trying to mess with me. They're trying to see in." This is the whole purpose of separation from them. Be separate. Cut their music off, their TV off, their phone, their media, as much as you can. If you're talking to a believer, it's different. But they can even use believers to try to torment you, a believer who doesn't really see the game. It's a tormenting game, and it happens every week of your life. All you have to do is take notes and pay attention. Pay attention to the game. There's no new game. The devil has no new game. He always is a tormentor. If he can find something to torment you with, he will. Do you understand what I'm saying?